certainly not interested in cooking, and my husband is doing that and doing it very well. I'll eat it if it's put in front of me, but it's a smaller amount, I would say.
Loss of appetite is a common problem that can be caused by a whole range of things, including the effects of cancer and cancer treatment. You might lose your appetite because you feel sick, you hate the smell of food and the effort of preparing it, or you might feel depressed or upset, so eating is the last thing on your mind. It could also be that you just don't feel like eating, plain and simple. If that sounds like you, you might find some of these suggestions from dietitian Emma Slee really helpful. Emma, what's rule number one?
When your appetite's poor, rule number one is to try not to skip meals. Try and have something to eat, even if you really don't feel like eating. Remember that anything is better than nothing. So if you really don't feel like any breakfast, but you could handle half a piece of fruit, we'll have that half a piece of fruit. That's better than not having anything at all.
What about snacking? How useful is that?
Yeah, when your appetite's poor, it's a really good idea to try and have sort of small amounts to eat regularly throughout the day, especially if you're eating much less than you normally would at meals. So a good idea is to try and eat every couple of hours, so make sure you're having breakfast, some morning tea, some lunch, some afternoon tea, some dinner, and then some supper or dessert. Sometimes when your appetite's poor, being presented with a big meal can be quite overwhelming and can reduce your appetite even more. So it can be a really good idea to cut your portion sizes down. But if you do that, you do need to make sure you're eating more regularly to make sure you're still getting the same amount of nutrition in.
Now, I know that it's really important to keep your fluids up during the day, whether you're having cancer treatment or not, really. But what about at mealtimes if you are going through cancer treatment? What's the best thing to do?
So if your appetite's poor, you need to be a bit careful of having fluids at meal times, as they will fill you up a little bit more. It is really important to make sure you're drinking enough, but a good idea to sip on fluids between meals rather than at meal times. Try and make sure you're not drinking sort of within about half an hour before having your meal, otherwise you might fill up a little bit quicker than normal and won't be able to eat as much.
Now, everybody knows that a good walk along the beach, a bit of sea air up your nose, tends to get you a bit hungry, and I certainly love doing that. But if you don't live by the beach or you can't get there, there are other ways to sort of boost that appetite, aren't there?
Just gentle exercise, just getting out, going for a really short walk can be a really good way to help stimulate your appetite.
Eating can often be a bit of a chore, particularly when you're not feeling that great or even hungry. What are some ways to make it more enjoyable?
Socialising, so going out for a meal or eating with family and friends, even sitting outside and enjoying a different setting can be a good way to sort of take your mind off eating and give you a slightly more enjoyable experience.
For myself, I don't always feel like eating, you know, green beans or carrots or healthy stuff. Is it okay to have some indulgences from time to time?
It's definitely fine to have indulgences, especially if you don't feel like eating. So eating your favourite foods can be a good way to get you to eat something. So when your appetite's that poor that you don't want to sit down and eat a big hot meal for dinner, just having a piece of toast is really better than having nothing at all.
A specialist told me that if you feel like ice cream, just eat ice cream.
Yeah, that's fine. The main thing's that you're eating.
Often, I suppose, when you're tired and not feeling that great, cooking can be a bit of a chore as well. What are some things that people can do to, I guess, make life a little easier for themselves?
A good thing to try and do is to try and cook food in bulk and freeze it, so then you can just defrost individual portions and you don't need to spend a long time in the kitchen. Especially when your appetite's poor, you want to make the most of it when you do feel like eating. So if you're having to prepare a meal for about half an hour, by the time you've cooked it and are ready to eat it, you might find that your appetite's quite reduced. So when your appetite's good, you really want to have foods there that you can eat. So try making things in bulk, things such as soups or pastas or any dish really that you can freeze, and freeze in small portions ready to defrost. Another idea is just to buy convenience foods, so things like canned soup or frozen vegetables. You can get a big selection of frozen meals that are ready to cook and you just need to pop them in your oven. And that's a really good way of limiting your cooking time, because sometimes you are a bit tired and you might not have the energy to cook a meal and then eat it. So good to have those simple, quick to prepare foods around that you can eat with very little preparation.
And if you are warming things up, make sure you listen to our food safety track a little bit later, because we've got some good advice on how to do that, make sure it's up to the right temperature so that you stay well.